It's Monday, September 26, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Warnings about productivity paranoia amidst productivity theater and unlimited vacation is a sham. This is the Business of Tech. As we're coming to the end of September, the heralded return to work from Labor Day is being re-examined. New data from Castle Systems on office occupancy now, up 4% from the week before Labor Day, with 10 of the country's top metropolitan areas seeing an average of 47.5% of workers swiping into offices, compared with pre-pandemic levels. Microsoft released a research study on the workplace, pointing to the perils of not resolving the hybrid work perception gap. 87% of surveyed workers say they are productive at work. 12% of leaders say they're fully confident their employees are productive. The company is calling the gap productivity paranoia. The surveys found that a lack of trust in employee productivity is more common among managers whose teams continue to work away from the traditional office, at least part of the time. Data gleaned from the usage of Microsoft software and online services indicates a sustained increase in overall activity by workers. The company said that the number of weekly meetings was up 153% versus the start of the pandemic for the average Microsoft Teams user as of this spring, and the trend shows no sign of abating. About 42% of meeting attendees are multitasking by sending email and other messages. It doesn't include other forms of multitasking, such as reading email or browsing the web. And that's the productivity theater portion of the report. In addition to their regular working hours, office workers said they spend an average of 67 extra minutes online each day, or 5.5 hours a week, simply making sure they're visibly working online, according to a recent survey from software companies Catalog and GitLab. And some of that is leading to paranoia. Over in the Wall Street Journal, a Gartner VP details how the number of employers who have used some kind of worker surveillance doubled since the pandemic. He says that two-thirds of medium to large companies now do this, up from one-third. And time is being proven to be disconnected from productivity. We have updates to that UK experiment in four-day work weeks. Among 41 companies participating in the trial, which began about 3 months ago, 35 said they would probably keep the new schedule even after the experiment officially ends in November. Only two said productivity had dropped, while six said it had actually improved, maybe because of heightened employee morale. Why do we care? Headlines were saying that the return to work is working. Is it? When less than half of workers are coming in, it doesn't seem like it's working to me. If you think I'm covering this a lot, you're right. This is one of the dominant trends in work, and it's entirely technology-enabled. A reminder, a backlash against the tech can sweep up the provider who provides it. Ultimately, an IT services firm wants its customers to be successful with the technology. That's why we care so very much about this. Because beyond that, there's this entire wild west of consulting and advising in a highly complex world. There's no single answer here, which is excellent news for those who like to sell complex services. The critical insight continues to be train better managers who know how to handle remote workers. I wanted to break out one employee benefit, leave. I didn't cover it, but the averted railway workers' strike included a fight over paid sick leave. Axios covered it, as well as the tensions with nurses and mental health care workers over the same. Insider has an entire piece covering how unlimited time off is basically a sham. And while we're on it, a new Axios Generation Lab poll shows 82% of Gen Zers say the idea of doing the minimum required to keep their jobs is pretty or extremely appealing. And some 15% of that share are already doing it. Why do we care? I broke this out because it's a particular perk, which reads very well in the headline and is awful in implementation. Companies are finding that employees are putting up with a lot less. Break down the why. The pandemic was both a break from the norms and a collective trauma. Individuals are reevaluating what is essential to them, similar to those who experience medical issues like a heart attack and survive. They become less tolerant in areas where it impacts their priorities, many of which are personal, including family and home life. Savvy leaders are putting their people into larger context and recognizing this is a marathon, not a sprint. Burning them out is rarely an intelligent choice. Did you know all the ways you can get this podcast? Besides this audio feed, you can subscribe to the Daily Digest and get copies of all of our story notes every single day in your inbox. Or every Monday, the weekly newsletter, a new original piece looking at the trends in the market. Sign up at businessof.tech/subscribe today. Thanks for listening. Appropriate for today's topic, today is National Family Day, so take a moment to appreciate yours. It's also National Pancake Day, so you can celebrate with them that way. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.